Hello and welcome to the fifth podcast of Language on Tap. Today we are, well, I'm gonna talk about games. Playing games is a cross-generational thing. I mean, everybody plays games, from kids to seniors, whether it is a video game, a board game, or a physical one like soccer. But why do humans play games? Games actually have many physical, cognitive, and social benefits. The positive effects of games are numerous, from better memory and problem solving to improved mood and social skills. One of the main reasons we think games are important is that they encourage growth and development, whether this is an educational setting or at home. And usually after success in a game, we are very likely to set an ambitious goal for ourselves, even outside of gaming. Also, playing games bring people together. Games are one of the greatest ways to get people sitting down together and having a conversation. Games are also great to get groups of children to work together in the classroom. Playing games can help to keep your brain young as well. As your brain ages, your memory, focus, and ability to multitask all begin to decline. While young people are often able to juggle several different mental demands at once, older people may find it difficult to stay focused even on a single task. However, it has been said that 2 hours of puzzle games per week may slow down the degree of mental decay that comes with aging. There are a million reasons why people play games, but I once read a very interesting explanation for why we are into playing games so much. In that explanation, games were compared to real life. It was said that in real life, feedback and rewards are rarely immediate, rules are complicated, goals are indeterminate, and methods for achieving them are often unknown. So it is no surprise that we tend to invent and play games to ensure fast, easy to achieve, and understandable rewards.